Arizona homeowner and how to do it safely. We're talking electrical this morning. We're talking about a project I tackled just to tune up my electrical skills for this show, replacing a receptacle in our hall bathroom with this new Legrand lighted receptacle. And I have to tell you, once I got it all put back together, I was tickled to death. Both the girls.
It's great. I don't have to use my flashlight on my phone anymore.
That's right.
But I have another assignment for you. I also saw that you received one of those plugs with a little port for your telephone to charge.
You don't have to have the little converter anymore. It's a USB built into the receptacle,
and it doesn't eat up the plugs, so it's like a third thing.
Still have your two outlets. It's slick.
That's smart.
Yeah, it is.
Darn it, why didn't I think of that?
it's smart, all right. That's for sure. All right, so we've got callers now lined up with their electrical projects.
And as we get to one, let me ask a selfish question here. When you go into a corner room of ours, there's three switches. The middle one does the fan. The other two don't work that control lights. We replace the bulb. And you got to like really jam the switch hard. Do I just need to replace the switch? Do I need to pull it out? Is there a loose wire? Do I touch it with my tongue? What?
If you touch it with your tongue, make sure your wife is there with a 2x4. I would end up probably replacing the switch.
Okay.
If the switch is having difficulties turning on and off or is cracked or anything.
We have Frank in Tucson, Don in Scottsdale, Bob in Chandler. Romy, let's start with Frank in Tucson. Good morning, Frank. Thank you for being patient.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. How can we help you, my friend?
I've got a electric stove that they're burners, I guess, on electric. I don't know, gas or burners. But anyway, this back burner, it's a big one, and the wife cooks like a stew and stuff on there. And she, every time she turns it on to one, she showed me Saturday, a couple of days ago, about she's turned the stove on and put some beans on, and it wasn't about 4 minutes, and the bean was rocking and rolling. And then she said, "See, that something's wrong with that receptacle." I said, "Yeah, it sure is." So I just told her to put it on the other one. But is it worth to have that come guy out? Can that be replaced, or do you just have to buy a new stove?
No, I would actually have an appliance company come out and appliance repair company come out and look at the appliance. They would be the ones that would be able to possibly fix that, whether it's a control knob that's not working properly.
We know the unit's getting electricity,
yep.
So it's not an electrical problem. It's an appliance problem. Contact an appliance repair, Frank, and I'm guessing it's definitely worth that as opposed to picking up a new stove. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Don in Scottsdale because his question is one that impacts a lot of Arizona homeowners. Don, good morning. Thank you for calling. Yeah. How can we help?
Well, one, I'm in Glendale, but that's okay.
Okay, all right.
When I bought the house a year ago, I was told by the inspector when they inspected the home that I had aluminum copper. And I know from past experience that a lot of homes burned years and years ago because people were not properly connecting copper to aluminum the right way. And I'm wondering, I have no problems right now, but I know that eventually it could hit me hard. Do I have to rewire the whole house if it does?
Let me give just a little background history, and then I'll turn it over to the electrician.
Sure.
Back in the late 60s and 70s, home builders, for the sake of saving money, started installing all their wiring with aluminum wire as opposed to copper. Then it was in the late 70s we realized that created a problem, and now the safest thing to do if you find out your house is wired with aluminum is convert to copper pigtails. Okay, so we're not installing aluminum wiring on lighting and receptacles anymore. Y'all, we still use them in new houses for the larger circuits like heaters and ovens and stuff like that,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's not dangerous in that applications.
No, because you don't have as many connection points.
Yeah. So let's talk our way through. Don is being told my house has the aluminum copper pigtails. What do you have to do to verify that and check it?
If it has copper to aluminum pigtails, what you really need to make sure is that they're not being used with copper wire nuts only. A lot of people were told to go ahead and use a copper wire nut, which are the reds, tans, yellows, and put antioxidant, which is typically known as Nolox, and squirt that into the wire nut and then twist those around the pigtail and the aluminum wire and you'd be good. But the problem is that those wire nuts are specifically designed for copper only. They actually make a copper to aluminum connection, and it's a purple wire nut, and they are about $2.50 each, and it comes in a two-pack. You can buy them at Home Depot. We can get them at suppliers as well, but they're all the same cost, and you use those when you pigtail. Or you can also still go back to a aluminum-rated device, and that's one other way to do it, so you're not using as many wire nuts because they're expensive.
How is there room in the you have the aluminum wire coming into the junction box and you're attaching it to the device. Now I'm going to put one of those purple wire nuts with a little copper pigtail leading from the device to that joint. How's there room in the box? There's not even room. They should make all junction boxes like 50% bigger than they make them.
Yes.
Yes. Back in the day, the biggest areas that are the toughest to do are typically in the kitchen, because back in the day, they also didn't have GFIs in the kitchen.
Right. And that's a bigger device.
That's a bigger device now. Now they make a slimline GFI, which helps a little. But the problem is with aluminum wire, that your 15-amp circuit for aluminum is actually 12-gauge aluminum, not 14-gauge copper. So now the wire is even bigger.
Bigger.
And then the kitchen, instead of being 12-gauge copper, because of it being aluminum, it's 10-gauge aluminum. So you have bigger wire in those boxes as well, taking up even more room.
And you could never just like cut out the back of the box and let that be like a little overflow wire nut assembly area, right?
Yeah. No drilling out the back of the box, cutting them off. Just add a bigger box in.
All right. And the story or the lesson in all that for most of Arizona homeowners is at rosieonthehouse.com. You select the region you live in, whether it's Prescott, Flagstaff, Sedona, Tucson, Green Valley, Phoenix. Select electrical, and there you'll get the number to the electrician in your region.
That's right. All right. It's this time of the show where we always talk about something unique, one of the most unique things we do here at Oh, and Don in Scottsdale or Glendale. If you see the purple wire nuts, it was probably done correct, and that doesn't institute a maintenance program. It was done correctly. It's good for it's set, right, John?
Yes.
No reason to get in there and start fooling around with it.
No.
Okay. All right. So, Don, there you go. I hope that puts your heart at rest. Let's go back to the unique thing I was talking about here just a minute ago about at Rosie on the House. We're the only place on the globe that you can register for an Arizona staycation brought to you by Sanderson Ford in Glendale. We have lodging partners all over the state of Arizona that have jumped on board and allow us to let you go stay for free. One of the fun places we've got in Arizona right now is the Copper Queen Hotel down in Bisbee. It was started in 1898, took 4 years to complete, was completed in 1902. At the time, Bisbee was the largest city in the western United States between St. Louis and San Francisco. The concrete walls at this hotel are 2 feet thick. And, of course, it's haunted, right? Any old hotel in Arizona is haunted, right? So you can get down there when you're in Bisbee. Don't even think about eating anywhere else but the Bisbee Breakfast Club. It is awesome. And hats off to Bisbee Breakfast Club on Ina in Tucson there as well. I was there Wednesday morning for breakfast. Romy, I had a filet and eggs over medium. And I mean a real steak. Have you ever had steak and eggs out and the steak tastes like cardboard? Breakfast steaks are horrible. This was a real nice 3-ounce filet done rare. It was delicious.
It's always the steak that they didn't sell from the night before.
It is. Been cooked. It always is.
But so, this one wasn't. This was a fresh one.
All right. Bisbee Breakfast Club on Ina. Man, I know where I'm eating breakfast every time I'm in Tucson, that's for sure. So the Copper Queen Hotel down in Bisbee is ready to accommodate you. We have sent several staycation winners there. You pick up the car at Sanderson Ford. We fill it with a gift basket from the candy company. The Cactus Candy Company, they've been creating candies, jellies, marmalades, and syrups out of prickly pear cactus since 1942.
That's local.
You pick when you want to go and where you want to go, and we put the whole thing together so it's a free vacation. You pick the car you want at Sanderson Ford. Jennifer gives you a prepaid card to pay for all your gas. The lodging, the food's all taken care of. Register for it at rosieonthehouse.com. Have some fun.
Let's go to Bob and Chandler. He's got a hazardous situation, so let's see if we can help him before sparks start flying. Tell us what you're working on, Bob.
Okay. I have a separate building, and it's on a complete diagonal from my main panel. And I'm told that you don't have to necessarily the wires are going to go through the crawl space, okay? And from the main panel to where it exits the building to go to the separate building. I'm told you don't need Romax. You can just use the bare wires, no conduit or anything. You can just go with bare wires. What does that sound like to you?
It sounds like they're doing overhead service, trying to feed your other. One of the issues would be is if it's going over a driveway, you're going to have to put up a riser just like an overhead service where that's your a conduit going up out of a J-box. But to get back to that one point, you're going to have to run everything through a conduit if you're not running Romex.
Okay.
But you would have to meet clearances for driveways and everything else.
That's my question for Bob. When you use the term bare wire, are you talking about Romex? It's three wires wrapped into one white insulation cover wrapper. Are you talking about bare wire?
I'm just talking about bare wire, not Romex.
Well,
interesting.
It would have to be rated for free air. So it actually would be insulated, each conductor, but it would have to be rated for free air. Typically, you never see it. Usually, everybody would go underground.
Well, something sounded suspicious, Bob, and you were right, and you did the right thing and call. If you need a second on-site, he's in the Chandler area. John, that's John and John. We got two Johns in here, and they're both John B's.
Yes.
How would he get a hold of you if you needed someone to come take a look at what he's trying to get done?
I can just get on Rosie on the House.
Yeah, look up our information off of Rosie on the House, and our number's there. They can call in and schedule an appointment.